this is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nick Bouroff, B-O-U-R-F-F, attorney at law of Schiller Law Office. The address is 210 East Main Street, Carmel, Indiana, 46032. Dear Mr. Bouroff, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, India Snow, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is India, I-N-D-I-A. Last name Snow, S-N-O-W. On May 11th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon an extensive review of the medical records, period. I did have a brief discussion with the patient over the telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 25-year-old female who sustained injuries in a motor vehicle accident on July 28th, 2019, period. She also was involved in an automobile accident on July 19th, 2019, period. I will go into that accident later. In reference to the July 28th, 2019 accident, the patient was traveling as a rear passenger in a 2014 Volkswagen Passat, driven by Venus Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, a relative, when they were going southbound on Chadlin Avenue in Lawrence, Indiana, at the intersection of East 49th Street, period. This was a hit-and-run type injury, period. The hit-and-run driver was driving a 2017 Nissan and was directly behind their vehicle on southbound Chadlin Avenue, period. They were rear-ended by an unknown motorist who fled, period. As a result of her injuries, she initially had headache, comma, neck pain, comma, shoulder pain, comma, and back pain, period. Despite treatment, she continues to have problems in the cervical area as well as headaches, period. New paragraph. Timeline for treatment is as follows, period. The patient was initially seen in the emergency room at Community Hospital North. This occurred days later when the patient had worse symptoms. Period. At the hospital, she reported neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, and headaches, period. They detected abnormalities on examination, for which I will go into detail later. She was diagnosed with whiplash and was prescribed Flexeril and Naprosyn and was instructed to seek follow-up care, period. She did seek follow-up on August 13th, 2019 with Dr. Joel Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N, of PSC Clinic of Indy North, period. He detected diminished range of motion, specifically in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. He created a treatment plan for her, and she was started on various treatments, period. She started treatment on August 14th, 2019. Treatments consisted of electrical stimulation, intersegmental traction, shoulder adjustments, and spinal adjustments, period. On August 19th, 2019, therapeutic exercises were given, as well as traction to the entire spine on August 27th, 2019, period. On September 10th, 2019, it was felt that she reached maximal medical improvement, and he released her from his care, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment, present day, the patient still continues to suffer from headaches as well as neck tenderness and stiffness, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion, period. Activities of daily living that aggravate her condition include lifting, comma, loud noises, and turning her head, period. New paragraph. I did review her medical records, including bills from Community Hospital North, Medical Associates, and PSC Clinics Indy North, period. These bills are slightly in excess of $4,000, period. I have found that all her treatment and medical expenses that I've outlined above were all appropriate, necessary, and reasonable, period. New paragraph. I would like to comment on some of the particulars in the medical records, period. Specifically, she was seen in the emergency room at Community on July 31st, 2019. She presented to the emergency department with a motor vehicle collision occurring 3 days ago, period. She reports she was a passenger in the back seat, period. Her car was at stop when they were hit, period. She was asleep, period. She denied any head trauma or loss of consciousness, but she reports back pain and headaches, period. She specifically has back pain in the mid-back, neck, and shoulders, period. On physical examination, there was thoracic paraspinal tenderness and muscular neck tenderness as well, period. They say that her symptoms were consistent with whiplash injury, period. She was given a prescription for Flexeril and Naprosyn and instructed to follow up, period. The clinical impression was, number one, motor vehicle collision. Number two, whiplash injury to the neck initial encounter, period. Upon review of records from PSC Clinics Indy North, she was initially examined on August 13th, 2019, period. They report that she was involved in the first auto accident on July 19th, 2019, when she was driving on 92nd Street near the intersection of Michigan Road and was involved in a four-vehicle collision, period. Her vehicle was the third vehicle, period. It was struck from behind, throwing her into the vehicle in front of her, period. Both her knees struck the dash and under the steering wheel, period. She felt low back pain on the lower left hip pain, and bilateral knee pain, period. She went to Community North Hospital for evaluation, period. 9 days after this collision, she was involved in the automobile accident for which I am doing the medical evaluation, period. She was a restrained rear passenger in the passenger side of a vehicle with a family member on July 28, 2019, period. She was struck from behind in a hit-and-run accident. She felt herself whipped back and forth and felt an immediate headache, period. 2 days following the collision, she started to experience neck pain, right shoulder pain, and pain in her low back with flare-up, period. Their assessment was lumbar strain, comma, sprain of the left hip, comma, bilateral knee pain, comma, whiplash injuries of the cervical spine, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, sprain of the right shoulder, comma, lumbar strain, comma, strain of the muscles of the left hip, comma, cervical strain, comma, strain of the muscles of the right shoulder, comma, tension headache, comma, muscle spasm of the back, comma, and other muscle spasms, period. At that time, x-rays of the cervical and lumbar region were obtained, period. New paragraph. Once again, after reviewing all the records, it is quite apparent that the patient sustained injuries to different parts of her body in two separate automobile accidents, period. The earlier reported automobile accident were injuries to her lower body. In the automobile accident hit and run of July 28, 2019, has caused residual symptoms in the cervical area encephalgia, period. I have found that all her treatment that I've outlined above, as I mentioned earlier, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. The bills for that automobile accident were all appropriate and reasonable, period. My diagnostic impressions are, number one, cervical strain and trauma, number two, cephalgia, number three, thoracic strain, number four, lumbar strain, number five, right shoulder strain, number six, left hip strain, period. Diagnoses one and two above are permanent and directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 28, 2019, period. Diagnoses three through six have all resolved and in part were somewhat contributed to by the earlier reported automobile accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings as it pertains to the automobile accident of July 28, 2019, period. In reference to the cervical region, the patient has a 2% whole body impairment utilizing Table 17-2, Class 1, page 564, period. In reference to the permanent cephalgia, utilizing Table 13-18, page 342, the patient qualifies for another 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a total whole body impairment of 4%, which reflects injuries to the cervical and head area as a result of the automobile accident of July 28, 2019, period. As a result of these injuries, as the patient ages, she will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications, both oral and topical, of an over-the-counter nature at an estimated monthly cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records and had a discussion with her over the telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient over the telephone gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.